Hey, hun. So, I know that you're at work right now, and I had the day off, so I decided to go out on a little run. And as I was running, I couldn't stop thinking about this morning and how you kind of left me hanging there, bud. And I'm not upset. I'm not. I'm just saying that when you get back home, you better be ready to pay me back for it. You know, you think you're so cute, taking my long legs and spreading them apart while I'm asleep, and waking me up with your mouth on my clit, and thinking that you just leaving with that coy little smile on your face, that you'd get away without any repercussions. So, hun, this is me telling you that you're not gonna get away with it so easy. Okay? 'Cause when you get home, you're gonna be on your knees like a good boy. And you're gonna make up for it. Now, what I'll do to you, I'm not entirely sure yet. I don't know. There's so much I could do. Maybe I could wrap my hands around your throat or dig my nails into your back until there's little marks there for at least a day. Or maybe I just deny you some more because of how you denied me. You think you're so cute, you little brat. But don't worry. I know at the end of the day, you live to please me. So, you're gonna make up for this, aren't you, love? And I bet you, sitting at work when you realize you get this voicemail on break and you hear me say all these dirty things in your ear, that your cock gets rock hard thinking about it. Thinking about my figure towering over you. Who knows? Or about me on top of you, riding your cock and denying you to come until you beg for it. Until you beg for a release. But I won't let you at first. And don't worry, love, before you get scared. You will come eventually, but not when you first ask. I want tears running down your face as you ask me to come. You know why? Because you were bad this morning. You were a bad boy, and now you have to make up for it and be good. And by the way, I hope that the arousal is just as distracting as it was for me on this run. All warm in my tiny little shorts. Remember you mentioning how much you liked my shorts? Said they were cute. But I think it was just because you could see a lot of my ass in them. So, love. And by the way, if you somehow get home before me, you better not touch yourself while I'm gone. Because if I find out that you did, your punishment will be much more severe, love. And you know it will. You know it will. So, don't even bother. Anyways, so Yeah, so when you get home, you better get on your knees pretty goddamn quick. And, might as well strip while you're at it. yeah, so I'm just gonna continue my run and, probably run a couple of errands. So, see you around, love.